So some of this is going to look a little bit familiar if you didn't just join us. And my name is Emily Barton, and I am actually based at the University of Virginia, and I am a researcher there in education. And so I got connected with the Delaware Master Gardeners as they were doing that 2015 training. It's kind of where I come into the story. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how we thought about Master Gardeners' satisfaction and their intent to remain, comparing our Master Gardeners who did the 2015 remote delivery training and those who didn't, so all of their peers who were trained previously. So as Valanne described, Master Gardeners are a really critical extension resource. They are expanding the reach, and they're able to get out into the community, and they are a cost-efficient resource as compared to using kind of academically trained horticulturists, but that initial training is expensive, and extension budgets are shrinking. So we need to start thinking about ways that we can be efficient in the initial training, some cost savings there. So there are several options that you might see. One is asking Master Gardeners to either pay for or subsidize the cost of training. So there are different numbers kind of thrown out by different programs. One option. Another option is using distance education. So distance education, kind of modern distance education, is using the internet to connect geographically diverse learners. So you can have synchronous education, where everyone's coming together at the same time, often using some sort of video web conferencing software. Or you can think of asynchronous distance education. That's the module style that we all are kind of accustomed to, and clicking through, where learners work at their own pace. Or you might blend the two of those together. So all of that falls under the heading of distance education. So there is a lot of research in kind of broad strokes that the learning outcomes are similar between remote and face-to-face distance education. But that's also in actual Master Gardener training research. So it's both kind of across different fields and specifically to Master Gardeners, but there are serious concerns about some technical limitations and the idea of reduced volunteer retention, that is going to negate your cost savings. If you are trying to save money by doing distance education, but then you don't kind of instill a commitment to your program and they don't remain, you've lost money there. You're not getting the volunteer hours back out. So in fall 2015, the Delaware Master Gardener training had a distance education component for the first time. So out of 25 training sessions, 11 used remote delivery. So there were two cohorts in this training. Cohort A is in Newcastle, and then cohort B brings together the Kent and Sussex counties, which Valanne described. So half of the trainings were delivered remotely for the Newcastle County group in cohort A, and half of the trainings were delivered remotely for the Kent-Sussex group in cohort B. And this image kind of gives you a picture of what that remote experience might have been like. So if you are one of these two people, say they are in Kent and Sussex County, while the training is being delivered live to the people in Newcastle. So what they're seeing, and this uses Zoom, is the slides in the background, which is this browned out part. And then they said that little picture of the presenter in yellow, and what's next to it that's covered by the trainee's head is actually a picture of the rest of the trainees. So that's the other group, the cohort that you're not with. So we wanted to evaluate here both their learning by session, so are they learning the same amount in these sessions, and their perception of the remote delivery experience overall. So the learning by session we did with knowledge application questions. And then the perception of the remote delivery, we used the theory of media naturalness as a lens for identifying how similar is the experience to in-person instruction. And media naturalness puts out there that we need to make digital communication approximate face-to-face as closely as possible. We need to mirror that experience with these five elements. So we measured how closely was the training to face-to-face instruction, and we had five scaled items for each element. So overall, in learning by session, the Master Gardeners did learn more in the face-to-face sessions, if you kind of look at it at first glance. But that only holds for 2 of the 11 sessions delivered from a site with low bandwidth. So 2 sessions was there a significant difference, and there were only 10 Mbps compared to 100. For their perceptions of the remote delivery environment, it was very low. So on a scale of 1 to 5, 1.9. So we wanted to follow up on this, and we wanted to see, okay, so they learned the same amount in most of the sessions, but what was the effect of this poor experience that they felt like they had? We wanted to make sure how is that affecting potentially retention? So the study that Valerian described, we conducted it in winter 2017, and our purpose was to compare volunteer satisfaction and the intent to remain for Master Gardeners who participated in the remote training and their peers who had participated previously in fully face-to-face. So I wanted to look at the relationship between Master Gardener participation in the remote delivery training and their perceived volunteer satisfaction and intent to remain, back to that, and then the relationship between their rating of remote delivery and their volunteer satisfaction and intent to remain. And we use the volunteer satisfaction index described before. So I'm not going to go into depth on this, since you've already heard it, but 26 items, and we looked at the 4 different scales: the volunteer satisfaction, participation efficacy, organizational support, empowerment, and group integration. And then we asked intent to remain, so between 1 year and 3 years. Again, looks familiar. And we asked them to rate the remote delivery experience. So if you did train, rating on a scale of 1 to 7, so 1 being very challenging, and 7 not at all challenging, the same as if it were face-to-face. So kind of likening back to that media naturalness theory. Analysis, we use robust linear regression models. And here are our results. So participation in remote delivery. Overall, predicting their volunteer satisfaction, they had high volunteer satisfaction. But there is a significant difference between those who were in that 2015 remote delivery cohort. But it's a small effect size. So it's significant, but only 0.17 standard deviations lower. So if you look at that mean, they're still highly satisfied. They're still falling into that satisfied category of 5.6. So we don't want to get too kind of concerned about a significant finding here. And there were no significant differences when you look at the particular subscales of volunteer satisfaction. If we look at their rating of remote delivery to predict their volunteer satisfaction, here we actually get a little more interesting and kind of cause for concern and some direction, that those who rated remote delivery more positively were more satisfied. So every 1 standard deviation increase in their rating of remote delivery is associated with 0.4 standard deviation increase in their satisfaction. And you might say, okay, well, people who rate things highly rate everything highly. They just feel better about everything, which is a fair argument. But when you look at the satisfaction subscales, this relationship holds for 2 of them. So they were looking at the questions closely enough that we can differentiate where they feel more satisfied. They feel more satisfaction in organizational support, and they felt more satisfaction in empowerment. So when we look at their intent to remain, again, most Master Gardeners, they intend to remain. And there was no significant relationship between the remote delivery participation and their intent to remain with the organization. So it's really good news that they feel just as confident to stay. They're not turned off from Master Gardeners having gone through this distance education training. And again, no significant relationship between their rating of remote delivery and their intent to remain. So stepping back and thinking about significant findings. So remote delivery trainees are slightly less satisfied, but that satisfaction is not associated with 1 satisfaction component. And there's no relationship with intent to remain. So more interestingly, and what we want to pay closer attention to, is their rating of that remote delivery experience. And those who perceived distance training to be closer to face-to-face instruction rated satisfaction higher, and higher satisfaction is organizational support and empowerment. Again, no relationship with intent to remain. So the perception of training is important for satisfaction, the quality and the details of that training. So Extension should really focus on improving the remote delivery training experience to make it more like face-to-face instruction. So what can we do to do that? So training your program instructors so they're comfortable with the equipment, so you're not having so many technical difficulties, as we all experience. Thinking about the equipment functioning at all locations, functioning properly at all times is important. People forgive the startup difficulties, but if this entire talk, if you imagine that this had been going out, the slide presentation had been going out through our entire talk, it would make a very, very different experience. You can forgive the beginning kind of bumps and bruises. Using programs that provide a split screen. So if you remember that image that I showed of the remote delivery session, that is not a face-to-face experience. I mean, that person was this tiny in the corner. You can barely see them, and you can't get access to all of those media naturalness elements. You're not able to read their body language, and is this something they think is really important? This is a really important point. You can see that they get really into it versus they're just kind of reading off the slide, and it's not that big a deal. So making sure that we are allowing access to all of those elements with the technologies that we choose. And then also offering some easy opportunities for the trainees to interact with instructors. So making it really easy to ask questions, even if you aren't at the same space. So you feel like they're being responsive to your needs as a learner, that you can really engage with your instructor versus having it feel essentially like a video that you're watching. You've sat down and you're watching a 3-hour video where someone else maybe asks a question or two, but you aren't an active participant of that experience. So our real takeaway is that remote delivery is effective, it's a viable strategy, but you have to pay attention to the details. It's not enough to set it up and hope that it goes well. There are some real kind of structural elements here that are critical for achieving what we want in our Master Gardeners. So that's all, and I think we have a little bit of time for questions. Anyone have a question? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so clarify, if I say this incorrectly and I'm not repeating your question correctly, let me know. But so your question is, how did we compare their learning in the sessions for the remote delivery sessions when we were comparing, is it equal or not? And then how did we measure their hands-on experience? Is that correct? Okay. So the measuring their learning, we wrote knowledge application questions. So after each session, we used the slides that had been and the notes from the presenters ahead of time, and we wrote two questions that asked them to apply their knowledge to a typical scenario they might encounter in being a master gardener. So we got all of those back, two open-ended questions, and we scored those. And I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but we scored them with two scores and had inter-rater reliability on our scores for the knowledge application questions. So that's how we measured their learning in the sessions. We didn't measure the hands-on experience. So if you
Can I just interrupt?
Of course you can.
We didn't use this type of delivery, the remote delivery, for the hands-on type sessions. Notice Emily said we only did 11 out of 25. So there were 14 sessions where they right. had the opportunity to have hands-on learning that weren't remote delivery.
Right. So that's what I was going to say, that hands-on is a different component of the program, and we weren't evaluating that for our study. So they didn't have remote delivery. Yeah. Great question, though.
Thank you. I think that's what we have time for.
Wonderful.
Thank you.